Good afternoon, Anchor. Amanda contacting you as a bit of not only an accountability partner, but to stay sane, if you like. Old habits creep in so easily, and I'm just finding myself with a little bit of overwhelm. I've got so much going on, just returned from a lovely family holiday. So much happened there, so much great experience, and met new people, helped some people out there. So yeah, full on, lovely, relaxing family holiday, but at the same time, a lot going on as well. So now I've come back, it's sort of all systems go with a lot of different things that I've got going on. My mind is buzzing and I need to take a step back and organise myself a little bit. This is probably, I wouldn't say a downfall, this is a bit of a danger zone for me, because what I end up doing sometimes is nothing, because I'm so overwhelmed and I'm so consumed in so many different things, the voices and everything that's shouting and screaming these ideas at me for so many different things going on. So I really need to calm that down, take some time. And what I'm currently doing is just sitting with my diary, my calendar, and about 10 pieces of paper where I'm trying to sort of get some organisation within everything that's going on. It's brilliant that I'm so passionate and so excited about everything to come, but I really do need to find a way of slowing down and actually getting every ounce of goodness out of every idea I have. Because what seems to happen is, before I've really managed to document about one thing, something else is coming up. It's just the pure excitement of idea after idea of how I can help different people, I can impact different groups. You know, I'm creating an event to support a guy that we've been in contact with through Lola's illness. So we're doing an event on the 1st of July to support brain injury and head injury. So my mind is buzzing about that. It's an event for the kids. I'm hoping by doing it for the kids that the parents are obviously going to be made aware of things that can happen quite quickly, like it did with Lola. So that's something that's in the forefront of my mind. I've got another event coming up, which is a real special event. I can't say too much about that, but that again is imminent and very special. So that, there's a lot going into that right now. I've got courses coming up. You name it, the same as everybody else. But I'm focusing so much on a way of trying to find the time to keep up with handwritten or voice or on social media, video, however it might be. I'm desperately trying to find a way where I can keep up with how quickly these things are coming into my mind. It's just complete overwhelm, but for good reason. But it's no good to anybody if the only place it ever stays is in my head. I need to be documenting, I need to be getting the message out there. I've got fibro groups that I'm really looking forward to helping, and I've got to put something together for them. We just recently helped somebody out on holiday who unfortunately hit a bit of a tough time and found themselves in a bit of an awkward position. I'm not going to say too much more about that at the moment, but spent quite a lot of time on that, happily and willingly. So although there's not much, And there we go, I get interrupted by another phone call when I'm halfway through a recording. It's going to end up where I hit a state of burnout, and that will purely be because I haven't been able to manage and organise my time effectively between family, the stuff that I want to do. You know, it's really hard to even put these things into different brackets or organise them, because they all overlap, with each other. My family is a constant for me. This afternoon, for the first time in a while, all three of them are in school. Obviously, there's the long health issues that Lola's had, so she's been doing a phased return to school. My oldest son's just had glandular fever, so that's hit him for six. You know, it's been a very unusual time for me anyway, and trying to manage around all that has been challenging, very challenging. I'm tired, I have my own health issues as well, and on top of all that, my head is absolutely non-stop with everything that I want to do. And that sounds so vague. I listen to some of the recordings that I make, and there's no specifics. It bothers me that I just don't get the time to spend on the things that are going to make everything else better. I think that's the frustration of it all, and I think that's when anxieties kick in, self-sabotage starts to kick in, and I'm sure some people can relate to that. You want to do so much, you're learning so much, you're enabling yourself to be able to pass that on to others and dedicating so much time and effort to it, and you just can't seem to get to the point where you can hand it on to somebody else and start making a difference for them. That's what I find frustrating, but first and foremost, my kids, they always have been, they always will be. So there's nothing that wouldn't be sacrificed before time with them. So it's just about being patient, but starting to take action instead of just becoming overwhelmed with it all. It would just be nice to find a way I can do that and it fit in with everything. I know I'm very hard on myself. I am impatient with myself. But then, you know, it's like a kid in a sweet shop. There's so much there, you don't know where to start, and that's how I feel. And if I can just learn to channel this in an effective way, I am confident. I know that one day I'm going to look back at this and, you know, it's not going to be a problem anymore, because I will overcome this. I just don't know how at the moment.